Hey, Covenant Grace and anyone else that's watching online, welcome to our first video. I guess COVID-19 has taken us all by surprise, but not God. In his loving providence, God has permitted this evil virus to break out and wreak havoc amongst the nations. And so I hope that you're well. I hope that you are heeding all the medical protocols that you need to be undertaking and looking after yourselves. These are certainly challenging days, but this has happened before. We're not the first, and we're not the last. In fact, biblical history, and even as a church, we've been going through the book of Exodus, we will see that this has happened before, and world history reminds us that there have been some really dark days for the church. And so what we're going to be doing is this coming Sunday, we're actually going to hit pause on our Exodus series, and I want to address our current cultural moment, and I'm going to be speaking about Psalm 91 and COVID-19. Thereafter, the following Sunday, we're going to continue with Exodus. Now, I just want to say a few things about how are we going to be doing church moving forward. The issue of social or physical distancing is going to have an enormous impact on the church, not just our church, but on the church globally. And although we know that church has always been more than a Sunday moment, it's never been less than that either. You know, we always talk about being the church, and that's very true. However, going to church is also very precious. And so we have an opportunity in this unique season to do both. We're going to be challenged in fresh ways to be the church, and there are going to be other ways in which we get to go. And so I want to speak to that a little bit, but I first want to ask the question, what happens when we can't go to church? Are we being disobedient to Scripture? For example, in Hebrews 10, verse 24 to 25, we read this. It says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Now, in light of that, I want to say two things. I don't think that we're being disobedient for two reasons. The one being, I think this verse is addressing those who are healthy and strong and who actually are willfully choosing not to gather with the local church. This is addressing those who prioritize other things over church, hence the wording, "as is the habit of some." They've created a habit, an unhealthy habit, even a sinful habit of not gathering with the church. And so in this case, we're not gathering, but that's not our desire. Our desire is to gather. C.H. Spurgeon said this. He said, "I believe that every Christian ought to be joined to some visible church. That is his plain duty according to the Scriptures. God's people are not dogs, or else they might go about one by one, but they are sheep, and therefore they should be in flocks." The second reason I don't think that we are being disobedient to Hebrews 10 is that we're not closing the church. We're simply changing some things. The Word of God is going to continue to be preached from our pulpit, and in this way it'll be online. And the people of God, we are calling you to continue to worship. We are responding to the president's call to implement social and physical distancing. And this isn't a form of persecution aimed at the church. This is a national crisis, and we are seeking to obey our governing authorities according to Romans 13. And in addition, we are seeking to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And so what this means for us, Covenant Grace, is that we are going to be doing church scattered, not gathered. We may gather with our family, with our friends, in smaller groups. And if you do that, please pay attention to health protocols. And if you're feeling sick or if you have any flu symptoms, rather stay away. Let's be mindful of one another. But let's not stop worshiping, and let's not stop meeting in our homes and as a family. What an opportunity we have to gather the family together for worship. And so we're going to do church scattered. One more quote from C.H. Spurgeon. He says this: you can never kill the church until you can kill Christ. And you can never defeat her until you defeat the Lord Jesus, who already wears the crown of victory. And so being scattered as a church in our homes, we want to encourage you to do home church. We want to encourage you to meet on a Sunday and download our sermons that we're going to be uploading. You're going to hear a little bit more about that. But gather around the word and gather for worship. And this is going to bring new opportunities. It's going to bring new challenges. But I want to encourage us all to make every effort, to make an intentional effort to, although we're not going to be with one another, to think of creative ways, to think of innovative ways in which we can reach out and care and love for one another on different platforms. We also need to be mindful of those in the community around us, maybe our neighbors, maybe people down the road, maybe people that God is going to bring across your path. Let's just be mindful that that they may not be in the situation that we're in. They may not have the luxuries, they may not have the comforts, and they may be in a more vulnerable position. And so let's be mindful of those opportunities. Let's also trust God in this season for the gospel to actually advance, not to retreat, but actually advance. I was thinking that wouldn't it be incredible, wouldn't it be an amazing irony that while churches are emptying publicly, that actually they are growing? Imagine if God pours out his blessing in the season of isolation, in this time of crisis, if churches in being scattered actually are strengthened and grow. We have an opportunity to witness. We have an opportunity for mission. We have an opportunity to show and to share the love of Christ with a world that is clearly afraid and shaken. And then lastly and finally, if you are a Christian, I hope and I pray that in this season, what you will start to notice is that there will be a longing and a thirst that will begin to grow in you. A thirst that I think we must acknowledge, a thirst and a longing for being together again. That while we're scattered, we're going to feel a longing. We're going to feel the ache of wanting to be together again. And as we acknowledge that thirst, let's allow God to strengthen and deepen our commitment to the church so that when we come back together, we'll have an explosion of joy and a celebration of being God's people gathered together again. We love you. We want to care for you. We want to stay in contact. So please follow us online, follow all the social media platforms, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that in another video. God bless you, and thank you.